Please pray with me. Almighty and ever-living God, the source and perfection of all virtues, please grant that I may employ myself in what is just and preach what is true, so that in my preaching and in my ministry I may provide for your beloved, faithful people the teaching that brings them grace. Amen. Imagine Jesus Christ, the Son of God, asking you, what do you think? What do you think? What an honor it would be for the Son of God to want to know your opinion. It would be your opportunity to tell Jesus how you would remedy poverty, starvation, global warming, or something else. Would you give Jesus your opinion? Or would you punt like the chief priests and elders did and say, I don't know. I don't know. Today's parable, unlike many of Jesus' parables, has an obvious answer. An answer convicting many of God's faithful because we never fully do what we promised when we made our baptismal covenant. Because we act less like the first son and a little bit more like the second. We fall short of loving the Lord our God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and with all our minds. And we fail to love our neighbors in the same way as we love ourselves. The following story has been circulating around the internet for many years. It is a very good example of how easy it is for Christians to attend worship on Sunday, profess Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and then not really behave as we should. A man was being tailgated by a stressed out woman on a busy street when suddenly the light turned yellow. Instinctively, he did the right thing and stopped at the crosswalk, even though he could have beaten the red light and the cameras by flooring it. Furious, the tailgating woman exploded, began honking the horn and screaming in frustration because she missed her chance to get through the intersection. While in the middle of her rant, she heard a tap on her window and looked up into the face of a police officer who ordered her to immediately pull over. On the side of the road, the officer ordered her to exit the car, and with her hands raised, he cuffed her and then put her in the back of his car while he searched her car. After making a phone call, the officer let the woman out of the car, uncuffed her, gave her her purse back, and said, I'm terribly sorry for this mistake, but when I pulled up behind your car, you were blowing your horn, flipping off the guy in front of you, and screaming at him. I thought you were just another case of road rage until I noticed the Choose Life license plate, the What Would Jesus Do and the Follow Me to Sunday School bumper stickers, and the Christian fish emblem on the truck, all of which led me to believe that you had stolen the car. A simple and humorous story gently reminding all followers of the way of Jesus Christ that the world is watching us to see if we are acting differently than the rest of the world when we encounter other people throughout our lives, when we encounter people who have been imprisoned, people who abuse drugs or alcohol, people who are down on their luck, people who are ill, when the cashier is really, really slow, or when a disaster strikes. People do look at us differently, and they expect us to not reflect a finger-flipping, angry, intolerant world. People expect us to do things selflessly, to regard others as better than we regard ourselves, and to look to the interests of others, because we're supposed to be like the first son in the parable, and not work for ourselves or the world, but to live our lives for Christ and his children. The Holy Spirit continually calls us to be repentant when we fail to work together to build up the kingdom of God in Jesus' name, to be repentant when we have been complacent, and to be repentant when we do not do what we promised God we would do. Being repentant and changing direction can be difficult for us who worship regularly, because it's difficult for us to see our shortcomings, our slip-ups, and our inconsistencies. We are blind and do not see when we fail to love others as we love ourselves. But for those who know how bad their lives are because of the choices they have made and how far removed they are from the love of anyone, even God, when they discover the real love God has for them, their lives do change. They become excited because they know how valuable a changed life is. And they know how true God's love is, even when they had deliberately disobeyed God's will for their life. Are you living your spiritual life as a child of God who first said no but later changed your mind? Are you living your life as a child of God who promised to follow the way of Jesus but found playing in the world a little more interesting? No matter which child you are, these choices are continually before us. Deliberately ignoring what Christ is asking us to do, and then change our mind and do it. Simply never doing what we promised Jesus Christ we would do. Or doing what Christ asked us to do when he asked us to do it. Sometimes we need a little more prodding. Christ Jesus loves you and deeply desires each of us to be like the first child, repenting and working together in the vineyards of the world and in our community for God's glory, even though we're broken, flawed individuals who need to embrace the love of Jesus Christ. No matter where you are in your walk with Christ, the Holy Spirit is calling you to do something to strengthen Christ's bride, the church, and proclaim the gospel to a world that thinks God is unnecessary and distances itself from the grace, mercy, and love of God that can only be found through a continual walk with Jesus Christ. So today, if you're not behaving as though you've changed your ways by drawing closer to Jesus, working to make yourself and the church spiritually healthy, and praying for a deeper knowledge and presence of God's love for you, today's a good day to start. You may not realize what the Holy Spirit is calling you to do. It may not be present in your life yet. But then again, you may already know what the Spirit's calling you to do. It's that small voice, the one that keeps nagging you in your soul and nudging you to go where God wants you and needs you to go. And you keep resisting, saying, "Not yet," or "I really don't want to do that." This week, let us show the world to whom we belong through our actions, by changing our minds and answering Jesus' call for our lives, by living our lives not like the second son, but like the first. Let us pray this prayer from Thomas a Kempis. Lord, teach us to love you always, to do your will and to leave our own, because this is pleasing to you and useful to us. Jesus, never let it happen to us to think, to desire, or to do what is displeasing to you or hurtful to another, even as you command us and all who serve you. When we do otherwise, correct us in your mercy and do not abandon us in your anger. For you are our God, and we are your poor, frail servants, entirely in need of your grace and mercy in all things. Let your holy name be ever forever blessed above all. Amen.
Amen.
We'll now have a moment of silence.